Now, Sunny FM presents Crazy Talk with Rick and Jill.
Brought to you by Victory Casino Cruises.
All right, so this was everywhere yesterday. I couldn't look on the television or on social media anywhere without seeing what Amazon is doing now. So you no longer have to get in the car with your family and go to the Christmas tree lot and
stand there.
Pick one out, wait for them to chop it down, clean the end, put it in the net, put it in your car, get home.
Scratch the top of your car.
You don't have to do any of that anymore because now Amazon has decided they're going to be selling live Christmas trees this year. If you order one, they're going to send you a 7-foot tree that was chopped down less than 10 days ago. It's going to cost you $115. Now, that might sound like a lot, but all these big fake trees, like at a Hobby Lobby and all things like that, they're hundreds and hundreds of dollars if you want to get a big tree. So this is a fresh tree, a live tree, $150 delivered to your doorstep.
Yeah.
And if you have Prime, you get free delivery.
That's nice if you don't have any cats or dogs.
Oh, you can't have a live tree. Will they be all up in it? We have like a cat Christmas tree?
No, the cats will be up in the tree, but the dogs like to, you know, tree.
Lick the water. Oh, pee on it?
Yep.
Really?
Well, it's a tree.
I know, but I've had dogs. My dogs have never peed on the tree.
Oh, I don't know.
My cats climb in it like little ornaments, though.
Oh, yeah, they get in the tree, yeah.
It's funny,
yeah.
Though.
So I like cute. The smell, but it doesn't last very long.
No.
They invented them, Russ, because people forgot how to have a fun, old-fashioned family Christmas and are satisfied with scrawny, dead, overpriced trees that have no special meaning.
See.
I love that movie. I can't watch that movie early enough. Like November 1st, I'm going to start watching it.
There's an RV.
It's the best movie ever. So here's something weird with the hurricane talk and everything. Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's a group of people that look at Waffle House before and after storms to decide the severity of the hurricane.
What is it like? How much damage the Waffle House sustained?
No, it's whether
they're open or not.
Waffle House has different levels of severity. They actually have color coding.
Yeah. So if they call a red, if it's a disaster, that's bad. So they'll call it a red, right? And if they're open but they have a limited menu, that's a yellow. If they're green, then they're good to go. Keep going. The bad stuff hasn't gotten to you yet.
Why are they going by the Waffle House? Don't you have your own scale?
Because Waffle House never closes.
So if they close, it's really bad.
It's really, really bad. And then they have a board meeting at their Waffle House Index Center at corporate.
They call it the Waffle House Index. He's correct.
And FEMA, the administrator there who runs everything, looks at Waffle House to see how bad it's going to be.
Yep.
Are you kidding me, Rick?
No.
The FEMA administrator said this can determine the disaster's impact based on how recovery is going. So if the Waffle House isn't open for like a week after, you're like, oh, it's bad. Waffle House hasn't even opened back up.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, I mean, they do.
That's your standard, huh?
Yeah, that's what they do. They have a meeting there, and they look at each other through their bacon.
Yeah. Is that your knock against their bacon? It's too thin because you have thick-cut bacon?
No. What made you think that? Waffle House. You gotta be drunk to show us.
Oh, for sure. For sure. They're nice there, though. They'll make you anything, even if it's not on the menu.
They will. I've definitely rolled into a Waffle House when I should not have been in public.
Oh, yeah.
And like the lady, like the waitress is super, super patient with me.
Yeah, they're so nice. You're like, can I have a number two, but sandwich it in between a number three? Sure, why not?
Like, that's all right. I've been wasted.
Still gonna be microscopic and you can see through it, but sure.
She actually leaned down to me and goes, I've done a lot of drugs in my youth, too. It's okay.
They get it. So Matthew McConaughey was on The Tonight Show on Tuesday, and he was talking about his child because, you know, he's got a couple kids. So he was talking about his son, Levi, when he was 6 months old. He would throw him like 15 feet in the air. You know how dads do and moms always, like, because I did it, too. I overreact. They throw him a little bit, and you're like, careful, careful, careful.
My dad used to do that to me. It would terrify me at first, but then I'd be reassured once he'd catch me. Because I'd, like, leave and be in the air like, huh! And then he'd catch me. But I get the appeal, though, now. Like, I go to hang out with my friends, and they got little kids. And I'm chucking them in the air and catching them by the ankle.
And
it's
kids
fun.
Love it. We used to throw Elliot in the air, and obviously we'd be super careful. But he used to, like, jump up in the air and make different poses, and he would just laugh endlessly. Kids love being thrown in the air. Well, he was on Jimmy Fallon, and they were playing that show, that game called True Confessions. And I guess they had to read like another random fact about the other person. So yeah, he was talking about how he would chunk his kid way up in the air.
15 feet, he said.
Yes, that's high. You got to have some strong arms for a baby that high.
Absolutely. No, he's also started his own business based on that.
He did.
Hi, folks. It's Matthew McConaughey. Want to make sure your child is taken care of while you're out and about? Then bring him to McConaughey's daycare. I'll protect your baby and take care of your baby by tossing your baby. Oh, you hungry, baby? Here, let me toss you towards that food. See? Tossing the baby makes everything all right, all right, all right. Uh-oh, baby. Looks like you're getting a little too close to the sharp corner of that countertop. Time to toss ya. Everybody's raving about the McConaughey daycare.
All right, sweetie. We'll be back in a few hours. You have fun, okay? And mommy...
Come here, baby. Time to toss you in the playpen.
What the...
So if you want your baby to be all right, all right, all right, bring your baby to the McConaughey daycare. You'll be glad you did, man.
Rick Stacy in the morning.
Sounds so sweet.
Part of a balanced breakfast.
Can we have more?